as a mace, etc. And then we say that ball bilas mitzvah parish. Mashal, the Tshuva asks an interesting question, fascinating question. Shut mashal, we have that? I hope so.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, Marshall. Onein al imo yesh lo ben limo. Eich yisnai. Chorish should wait after the kvura, because before the kvura is an onein. Potter mikol mitzvah some words by Torah. It says Milo Meis Milo Koden. Haino Hecha She'ein Ha'av Onein. Someone else is an Onein, not the father. Okay, that's the problem. And now an Onein doesn't go to shul, doesn't daven at all, even if he has Kovrim. No, my Milo, what are you going to do? It's a mitzvah. And you can't wait. It's always an issue before they daven, before they go out to a levaya. See, having more bold be the mitzvah parish, have some nominee tiro. Yeah. So now, you see, you don't always say on a potter be called a mitzvah. How can you make the chup of yom be a mitzvah? Potter be called a mitzvah. It's not Rosh Hashanah Achmal Atzmo. That's a kasha of the Rasha. Interesting kash. So I saw the Emek Bracha talks about it. One of our favorite svarim. He has a lot of Gevalt and Gezachim. So he asks another kash. Watch this. Look at his sense. Holech lishko des pisco v'lom l'spido v'sham ha-shem meis lo meis, says the Marashal, calls the Gemara. Yochel yitame amed lo yitame yochel af meis mitzvah tam lo. Lachoso. When a time of time is a mitzvah. What do you see? After chol a mesim, eno nitcha kin the mitzvah shen lekovim mesim shaloish lekovim and it's tzorach loyim a vatal shum davar pshita shaosim mitzvaso lamal beno mikodem. So the question, of course, becomes why? How can it be? How can I do a mitzvah bris milah? That's what the Marashal says. He said, you see, the rule is not such an iron clad rule. That's what the Marashal says. And emek bracha. What's as follows? Post the mashal gevalt, and he is 19 nira. I'm reading what he says. Iker adim adonin potem mikol amitzus v'mishem the Torah tirda b'mitzus mitzus kluraso upotem mikol amitzus. Like chos. Fine. That's only b'shal shemais lo amais lo haya osek or lo haya muchan nasi b'shem mitzvah cheres. Kev and the chalal of mitzus kluraso nasi the Torah b'mishem nif mikol amitzus. Aber beholech lishkon es pinscha v'lamas beno v'kvar muchan ulas gemitzes elu v'chakach meis lo meis. What do you do? Forget. You do what you've been doing until now. That what? Mitzvah pesach v'milu kodemes mitzvah esek ha-meis, because he started already. Lo chalav aninus klal. So to v'chosen. He's already muchan nachas ishto l'chupo v'lamas mitzvah. He's already all the prep is there. So then, he's continued doing what he's doing. Meiridik. Very good. That's what the Emek Bracha is a very interesting answer. I had a different suggestion just to make. You know, when a person does something, he does it for two purposes. For the Kayam Mitzvah Hashem, Kayam Mitzvah, and for other reasons too. When we learned that the Echos Aninus, remember we spoke about it, we mentioned it briefly. What if someone has an Onen in his Sphirus Arma? They miss a whole day. So what do you do? So the Poskim say, count without a Bracha. What kind of business is out of Bracha? Mitzvah is also out of Bracha. He's not counting the Shem Mitzvah. He's got just to keep the continuity of the sphere going. Maybe the same thing shot is over here. The kid's going to be an oral. I can leave a kid an oral. That's a terrible thing. So maybe he's being mekayem, they're doing the mitzvah's meal and not for the purpose of the mitzvah as such, but rather in order the child shouldn't be an oral. And also the same thing with the bilas mitzvah. Should we call it bilas mitzvah? He's not doing the shame mitzvah. He's doing it just to knock out the avelus to avoid a hefsed gadol. That's what I wanted to suggest. And if you look at the Taz, please, Shin Mem Aleph Sukkot Vov. Shinrav is, of course, Hilchos Aninus. We learned a while ago. Open up, please. Sivkon Vav and the Taz. He quotes the Marshal's Tshuva. In Yesh, Onen, Bein, Limo, Adayla, Nikba, Meis, do the bris anyway. Like before all anal, like always. Yeah? The Ramah says no. You have to do the Kippur first. He's an owner, and you can't make a bracha lachdins in the Bevis, so you only put them in all the mitzvahs. Says the Taz, yeah, if that's possible, that's fine. But if it's impossible, what do you do? Yivarech ha-sandik v'yom alos v'shachris. What do you do? Yivarech ha-sandik, because the father can't make a bracha. He's not involved in it, it's not enough for the sake of a mitzvah. Just being done, it shouldn't be an aura. That's number one. Okay, my first comment for today. Second comment is back to the Tosfos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Both sides. We're getting closer to our Sugya Simcha coming up soon. We'll just start with the previous aura. Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos says that nowadays we no longer do Atifas Harosh and Kfiyas Hamita. Why not? Why not? Tosfos says, but 12 lines down, the big Tosfos Elu. Yushalmi says, "Achsanoi eino chayav kfiras amita, lo lemon cherishu kfiras mechashif. Ukemokain anu bein haanachrim v'yesh bnei avodim mishvachas." Another reason that you can't tell by our bands. I don't know. These days, I'm not sure. We have no longer have kishim questions. We no longer have bed issues. But not so sure what this brother said. What about Atifas HaRosh? Look what Tosfos says. Atifas HaRosh, the last narrow line, Shlohoya maybe ki'im l'idei schok inyan Atifas HaYishmael. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch again and see. Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Pei Vov Sif Aleph. Shin Pei Vov Sif Aleph. Okay. What does it say? Oval chayav atibas harosh, hainu shichas harosh of metalas of mesuda v'yach success of piv of rosh chotem hanimiliat. Okay, fine. Ramo, v'yesh omim she'ein noagim b'mdinos elu ba'atifo v'chein aminik poshut v'ein lahachmet. Don't be so frum. Just do what we don't do it. Says the Shach, Sivkot and Aleph, B'pnei shemeibu l'day schok godol, catch this now, min ha'ov de kochovim, v'avod le b'shvach shebeinenu. What? This is a conflation, no? What happened in our Tosfos? Tosfos says, the last line, the schok in Atifas Yishmael. Earlier, when it came to Kfiyas Hamita, there they said, what? Cheirishu mechashefu, ben anochem, ben avodim mishvoros, and the Shach put together two halves of Tosfos. Correct? What? It's not Tosfos. Let's take a look. I have a base here, sir. Let's take a look. Thank you, Ravi. I didn't see that. Shin Pei Vav. Shin Pei Vav. Beis Yosef. Cause of a smack. Ela Malchius lo nogu kein. Maybe they schok godol min agoyim v'avodim v'shvach v'shemineinu ad kan. Let's take a look and see the original. Smag yil mosavelos resh mem vov amud dalet. Have to help me find this one, okay? Look at the smag. Sefer mitzvahs. Smag. No, you're not me out. Where would we? I don't know where to begin. Baruch Hu, I'm not a bucky in the smog. Okay, you search. Because I didn't know about the smog, I'll be honest with you. I thought it was a conflation of two parts of Tosfos. What's bothering me? What's bothering me is the Bali HaShulchan's kasha. Sif Cotton Hay. He says as follows. Let me get it straight. He has the following kasha. Sif Cotton Dal, excuse me. Ma bekach shesochim imenu. Who cares they're laughing at us? Who cares? Let them laugh. Let them laugh. Who cares? Let them laugh. So what does he say? Chol basavez b'shem kvod ha-meis or kvod ha-mishpocha v'keimen sh'atifi l'schok u'lag ein b'zeh kovod al-zilzul. And he found it in the Ritvach of Beis and Beis by Chalitza Sakosef. You ever hear Chalitza Sakosef? I think I once saw, maybe once in the movies or something, by the Romans. They would the son of Avelis, they would bear a shoulder. You found this, Mark?
In the Mitzvah, I say the Rabbanon, that a third of the way down.
Right. Whoa, hold on. I just had it before. I suspect that I'd have been the Rabbanon. Yeah, which one?
Bet.
Bet.
It's third of the way down by Hagaz Maimon, Arakati, Otsama, Gibdon. There.
Here we go. Thank you. As far they did it. Abu Malchus El Nobu Mesha Mabel de Skol Godel, Shagoyim Sok and Aleinu, Gavashvokos, Rebate Havodava, and Hanor. You're right. It's verbatim. Can't blame it. It's smart. It's Yosef. Correct. So, yes, what's the deal? Who cares this? So, he gives an answer. Let me do it again one more time. Shagoyim Sokin. So, yeah, what's the difference with the Goyim Sokin? We'll see in a minute. Let's go back. What's a ritva? Okay, you sure what's a ritva? The chalitza is a kosher.
Is this reference to Tosfos?
Yeah, well, that's they put the references, but that's not written by the smak. Written by the editor, but I'm so glad we found it. The magic of search engines. Let me show you the ritva. Pretty close. Choles Ksefa, right? That's what we saw. It says the Ritva. Achshel Novelach Olav Achlitz Kosef. I don't know why not. Mishirov Yisrael Dor Ben Agoyim Hashem Yaligo Oleinu Ben Akova Shomeis Betzorach La'az Chalitza Di Lo Mahanimidi. So they'll laugh at us. I guess even the Goyim laugh at us, going to cause a schok. Okay, that's what I can't argue the Ritva said it, the Smag said it. But when I saw the Tosfos, I didn't think that way. It's open to the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Beis. That's the other side of the coin. Shin Pei Beis. Shin Pei Beis. Siv Dalet. All the Menudah Shem Halchem B'derech Mutom B'nin Asandel Sheyagiyu Le'ir Cholzen. Yesh misha omer shemeir sheruba of the gachovim and cholzen at sheikantzel uchov ha-yehudim. Don't take off your shoes till you get to the Jewish quarter, the Jewish street. Once again, the Bali HaShulchan here in Simon Shin Pei Beis, here is a cut of chov test. Yes, it's a kash. Kosel among an Avram, Yim harbe akam over misham mutter, Aprochov Yehudim. But the Eliyahu Rabbah says no. The whole meaning is that they don't understand. Mabakach shaligu aleinu. Vegam balavachim aligu aleinu. Beis Yosef's kasha. Also from the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim. Tov kuf nun dal. They'll laugh at us anyway. They'll laugh at us again. Once when there was once a. It was one of those old records, of those tapes. They were making fun of us. We do Kiddush Levana and stuff. One of those I remember from a long time ago. Well, they make fun. They make fun of everything we do. So what's going to be one more thing to make fun of us? What's the big deal? It's Beis Yosef's kasha. Beis Yosef's kasha. So he gives again an answer. What's the possible answer? In brackets, on the footnote, Avelisim b'chum kvod ha-meis, kvod ha-meshpocha, as he said, Shun Pei Dalin, kemen yichas yochad yudhishchok lak, em is a kovel al-azilzul. That's what he said, Shun Pei Vav, by Ativas HaRosh. Okay, so the Rishonim say it. But I would have said differently. I would have said differently. If you look at again, Bari HaShulchan, Shun Pei Zayin, look at Shun Pei Zayin, gentlemen, Shun Pei Zayin, that is the simon about Kfiyas Hamita. So we don't do that either. And we saw in Torah why we don't do it. I think about Machashvin, all that kind of stuff. So here in Sivkot and Yud, in Shin Pei Zayin, he writes as follows. You don't do it, take a look. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. It's in Beis. Ach shalom noga b'kfir ha-samita she'yom n'shov d'kham shu mechashvus. Yeah, continues the Bari HaShulchan. Okay. We have Avodim and Shvachas. And it'll be funny. V'yavol idei sakona machmas ha'alila. And he quotes it in Pesachim Daf Ches in the Beis. It's called the sakona zechashasha. Ever know about that? The two b'dikas chomas, you know, it's in the Siddur. It's in the Siddur in the drush in the Yotis to Shabbos Agadah. So you have to be careful because they'll make an alila against the danger. So that's what I thought Pesha was in Artosis. Danger. Take a look at Hagos Mordechai Rabosai. Tough, Kuf Lamed Dalet. You're going to see it in the censored version. Open up, please. Tough, Kuf Lamed Dalet in the Mordechai. I have shared the original version. Censors were. Either it was Goyish, they actually censored it, or we censored it to avoid the Goyim from seeing the real thing. Very end. Tough, kuf lam dalet. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, and it says in the Beis Yosef rather, in Shin Pei Zayin, we don't do Kfiras Hamita anymore. Why? Because goyim nichnasim v'yotzim v'bateim, and they're afraid. So I thought it was a question of sakonas nefashis. That's what I thought. But that's the pshat, sakona. The truth is, the same thing applies as we saw before when it came to the shoes. shoes. Rabbi saw before our shoes. It's a question of sakana that I read you before, right? It's like a chova Yehudim wouldn't apply. So if you look over here, this. He quotes a Mordechai about wearing shoes. He's supposed to wear shoes, not wear shoes. Certain cases they're makbid on not wearing shoes. Hold on. Just give me what it says in the Beis Yosef. I mean, Simchita la'ovel lelech l'sara yish shalach achavav tila lelech yochef adkan yesh makpoda kinegan asara umos. What is the Bach speaking? I'm sorry. He says you should put offer in your shoes. Oh. Where's the Beis Yosef? Second. The kids are Nimritz. It seems to me that there's a question over here of danger. So I thought the whole issue over here is a danger issue. I didn't think it was a problem. Yeah, if you look over here, the Mordechai Tuf Kuflam Adal towards the beginning. Aholich b'derech muta b'nilas hasandla b'chol b'kol b'zman hazeh. That's what it says over here. Okay? But it seems to me that there's I haven't found the right place. The other gear so what? Adachol v'akol b'zman hazeh. Find what I'm looking for over here. We have a Girsa here in Beis Yosef. Ein choltzim in a line of Beis HaKfaras v'shiyu b'fnei b'bayit n'shalo yagishu ha'umos. You're afraid that the Goyim will find out. And they changed the Girsa in certain parts of it. If you look at the footnote. Anyway, that's what I thought. Sakonim. The Beis Yosef says this. What about Lag? But I understand. Ir sheruba akum. I don't answer the question. And if it's a question of lag, why did it say Ruba Akam and Miyuta Akam? Lag is lag. I thought if it's Ruba Akam, then it's dangerous. It's Miyuta Akam, it's not so dangerous. That's what I thought. Came near relief. Okay. Your point is well taken. It's a smack. I thought it was just a shach. My last point before we start Simcha is an Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan. Just one more comment. Start Simcha. Watch this. Tani yemay alod achar haTorah muter. Said a rugged shevelur the navelas and a tishav of alod achar haTorah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, yemat tamishim simcha lo adrava shalod yesh yosef simcha vechitiruze. True, the pasuk didn't quote it. It's not pshat ilan, but how do you say pshat? Better die. If Lord Achar a Torah kibol harav shul Lord Achar roev Lord Achar is a machlam lo yitnu lo yevse a bulmus v'yistaking Lord Achar a Torah v'nechshav k'sas sakana. The poskim didn't quote it. We don't have such a madrei. You believe what's going on? Sakana. So I thought that's not the pshat. I both say open up the Shin Pei Aleph. Shin Pei Aleph. We spoke about this a little bit earlier. He says there's an isa rechitza. Okay? Then it says that somebody who is an istinus, it's permissible. Right. Why is it permissible? You open to the rush. Please click on the rush. Similar zayin. Rabosa, we were here before, but just to see it again. Similar zayin. When the rush quotes these halachas, it says as follows. It talks about istinus. He explains the pshat. What's the pshat? He quotes as follows. Hadadatema rechita shel tanag. Aber rechita shena shel tanag mutter. Rebbeinu shel olam. Rebbe asked, not tanag? It's a bigger tanag. Someone who's dirty and sweaty. He said, it's a big tanag to go into the shower than if you stomp kafa. So the answer is, remember we saw Ramban. Ramban said the Ikir Avelis is idunin. He's so mechir to be mitzayah yourself so much. So for the average person, pikuli Hashem mishar masam chilev, machayat learn a blood tomorrow. And if he's not, he's just looking at the stars. Okay, we call it neutral. But someone is Lord Achar Torah, for him not to learn Torah, it's like for a guy who's filthy with mud, not going into the shower. Of course it's a bigger tonic as Erech HaShulchan asked. But that's mutter because the alternative is not neutral. The alternative is pain. That's my pshat in this Yerushalmi based on what the Rebbe explained to us by Rechitz. Now we start the sugya of Simcha. I will say Chav Beis Amid Beis. Took a little longer than I thought to get here. Says the Gemara Chav Beis Amid Beis. Al Kol HaMeisim Kulam Nichas the Beis HaSimcha Liyacha Lamed Yom Alava V'Yima Liyacha Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, so far, it's sort of, we understand very well. We've been through this before. We already know the din that the 12 months is an extension of the 30 days. Fine. So far, so good, right? What's a Beis HaSimcha? Anyone wants to translate the word Beis HaSimcha? What do they mean, Beis HaSimcha? What do the words mean? Beis HaSimcha. Literally, a house of happiness. What's a house of happiness? You know, every house is supposed to be happy. Obviously, we're not discussing Stama house. Right? Rashi says, Rashi Ksavya, go on Suras Chosim. Okay. A wedding. The ultimate Simcha is a wedding, right? We hope so. As I said. So far, so good. Now comes the tough part. Omar Rabba Barachana. Will the Simchas Mireus? Rashi. I'll read the Rashi Ksavya if you have it. Shemitak then Suras. Let's read the regular Rashi first. Simchas Mereyes, Omer Rabo, Ho the Tanya Nichol Beis HaSimcha Lachal Amid Yom, the Simchas Mereyes, Suda Sheosim Reyim Vahuvim Zem Zeh, Vahavi Simcha Kolkach, Abba Suda the Simcha Gon the Yisuvin, Lo. Okay, so Rashi in this trap can only go into a friendly gathering, but not a wedding. Meisvei ule simcha ule mereyes lamed yom. So you see, both. So simcha means simchas nisuin, right? Simcha ule mereyes. So the Gemara, Kashya. If you look on the bottom, it says in the Ksav Yad, if you have my Girsa, Eim ule simcha shel mereyes shloshim. I vatanya the simcha shloshim ulam areyah shloshim kasha. Okay, the bottom line is the same thing, a kasha. Okay, so what Rabbi Bachana said that you can't go to a wedding at all, lives by a kasha because it's against the price. This is the first version. Amei mamas niyachim. Rabbi Bachana ule simchas areyahs mutol likonis liyalta. Ooh, so the yisur the price is referring to what? Wedding. Wedding is only mutter after 30 days. Simcha Mereyes mutter li'alta. It's a whole different take. Completely different take, right? Totally different. Five Tanya l'simcha shloshim u'l'mereyes shloshim. So what are you telling me l'mereyes is li'alta? It's against a mefurisha b'raisa. Lokasha ha barisusa ha beparangusa. Rashi, Cannot pay. We cannot pay. We cannot pay. I'm asking a question. I do not shot this rabbi. Cannot pay. But Torah says you can't do it. We cannot pay. No one understands. Okay, Rabosai, so far. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in the we have a rach over here. Save us a minute. Look in the rach. Al kol ha-meisin nichlas le-beis ha-mishtah li-yach ha-shloshim yom. Bukmei ha-meimah be-mishtah simchas mireyes be-purunusa nichlas li-yalta. Ava b-risusa koloma hu ena pareya el-amaskal hu ach ha-shloshim yom. Now watch what it says. Aval ovel al-ovel v'al-imo eno nichnas ad-yud beis chodesh. This leniency of purunusa does not apply to Aviv v'Imo. 12 months, even Paranusa is prohibited. Pilei ploim. Well, how can that be, Rabosai? I thought that Yud Beis Chodesh is simply an extension of what? Shloshim. And here it's worse. So if you look on the sheet of Talmud of Rimi Paris, he says what I said. So this mitzvah, whenever it's 30 days, no distinction between Avim Vim and Shah Mason. And the footnote, he says, is against the Rach and the Rif. What's Pshat and the Rif and the Rach? Okay. Now, Rabosai, there's a heter of Sudas Mitzvah. Where does that come from? A Yerushalmi. Open up to the Rosh, Simon Membez. This is very important. We're getting down to nitty gritty. Membez. Membez quotes the Gemara. Fine. He quotes the Rif too. Ve'alove ve'alima ben'ach ve'ach yud beis chodesh. That's not a Gemara. It's the Rif. The Rach, both. Those quotes. Hiksha Raivit. Very important. Hocha mashma di besudas mitzvah ikat isura tfeini besudas rishus. Right, we're talking about sudas mitzvah. He has a problem. Chasta is worse than a simchas mereis. Uva Omar Rabosi Tanya, Al Kol HaMeisim also Lelech LeMeis HaMishta Ad Lamed Yom. Lova Vima Shiyigur Bo Chaveirav. It's an interesting concept. Where we hear about Yigur Chaveirav? We had it in the Gemara. Where? To Sparks. In Yushalmi, where? Giyutz. Here too? Yigur Bo Chaveirav is a trigger for this? Maybe. Friends say, go to the wedding. Do you want to go? It's a little strange. Some say it should say Adid Beis Chodesh. Elam Kane, Hoysel the Shem Shemai. Over Shem Shemai. Alma, to Sudas Mitzvah, Yesh Boheter, Yosem Misudas Rishus. Shem Shemai, the Sudas Mitzvah. The Tirits. Hala Shem Shemai, the Shari, Haina Shahu Masi Yosem Visoma, O Oni Vanir, the Shem Shemai. Vimloi Konis Sham. He is batel hamaisa. Not pshat. Suda's mitzvah is more kal. You are so critical. If you don't get in, it's going to ruin the whole. They're never going to get married. That's what I thought it meant. He's batel hamaisa. They won't get married. You're the mechutin, basically. You help the poor girl. Can't get married. We never met Shuvas or Ramah by getting married on Shabbos. In those days, it was a big problem. They couldn't get married. No money. Abu Benisue Oshir, Shizminu, Lo Suda, Lo Skabibo, Oso, Li Konez Shom. Okay, so far so good. Let's finish up the rush. Yerushalmi. Mas chaburas mitzvah kiddush achodesh mutter. Chaburas mitzvah kigon chaburas pesach chaburas achilas kotshim b'mas v'sheni. V'chein kol davar shetzorach be'atzma af al gav shochel b'chabura v'yesh mishta v'simcha. Period. U'v'chol zeh lo itira l'mishlosh v'elech bava v'imo avo tov shlosh v'chol suda v'shemolim osu kach nearly arrived. This is another kiddush nifla. They're Megil after Shloshim of Avivimo, not Tov Shloshim. Pilei Ploim, it's again the same kasha. We thought That it's just an extension. So whatever, whatever is mutter after shloshim, or even should be mutter tov shloshim for everybody as well. This is all the shver arriving. Kotzvi Barzaloni, yesha noag in shenichnasim etoch yud beis chodesh beis hachupa lishmo habrochus olavaka, just to visit. Avol olachil, you don't eat. You don't eat. Yesha machmirim shenichnasim klal, don't even go in. For Ramban zal kosa. Also, the konis sham klal to the olam ikas simcha b'chupa. I feel the shalom b'shas achila. Ked the muach of perksheni the sukkah. See soon. V'chein noagin ba'ashkenaz toch yud beis chodesh omed chutz labayis l'shmo abrochas v'eino nichlas labayis klal. Okay. That's klal. Once we hear, let's see the hagos sashri. We will see the tosas too. Also, lechel beinim achosim beinim amishamshim, ashamoshim, alach alamid yom. I feel the becheder achir shalom b'mokam machupa. Uchemeduma ani shemay tzorach lahashnim asara lachosim shazmut alo likonis v'lechel amachosim to make the minyan. That's a chiddush too. Why? So we know minyan. So they won't say shemay brachos. You know how they go in. What's the pshat over here? But that's why I just wanted to show it to you. This is not found in other sources. This. Part of the Hagos Ashri. Okay, fine. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch now, please. Shin Sadi Aleph. This is a very important synonym. We have to do this carefully. Shin Sadi Aleph. This is the most common shalom you get. It's a whole year you get shalom. Well, may I go here? May I go there? All the time. Aval Aser. Sif Beis. Well, we'll see Sif Aleph first. Aval also the simcha leficha lo yikach tinach b'cheik kol shiva shemiyavu de schok. Okay, that's a gemara. Chalom the base it says base. Kon the meis nuchnas is base a mishle leachas shloshim yom. Alav v'alimo leachas yud beis chodesh. Ach mashan buberes fine yud beis chodesh. Simchas mereis sheyachayv lefroa osam yad mut lasos osam yad leachas shiva. The riff quotes the riff. He quotes the riff. Let's go on. The Rambam. Ubachaburas mitzvah. Shemasi yosem v'yisomel l'shem shemayim. V'yochal shem yisbat l'amaisa. Mut l'yach alamid. There's one word different than the Ramah than we saw in the Rush. What was the word? Pick it up. I can't believe you're not picking it up. It's one word that's different. The Rush, as we have it, says. Maybe that's also. That was not what I would have in mind. He says as follows. He says. Lo yikonis shom yisbat lamaisa. What did Rambam say? Lo yochol shem yisbat lamaisa. It's hard to understand the Rambam. You don't go in. You're in a mechutin. You're getting the money. You're paying, marrying off this poor orphan. Who cares if you eat that? You don't eat that. I'm just making a horror. I'll come back to it. Making a horror. Fine. The Rambam quotes this. Quotes this. Okay? Fine. Interestingly, the Shach writes of Kotn Gimel, Avatol Shloshim, Mashmer Afila B'Shar Krovin. Avatol Shloshim is also B'Shem Shushim Olam, not only the father and mother, even B'Shar Krovin. Mashmer Ba'ataz, the Lavush, Kendall Hedya Ba'arayman, Shevi B'Sev Torah Sodom, Shevi Menem Makor Dinzeh, Kendall Lashon Arayman, Shevi Rosh. Fine. Why? Ein chilik mishloshim ben ovim ve'imol shakrovim va'bach lo pirishkein ulifi anizdaiti kemosh kosaft. The Bach says within the shloshim it's more chomer for a parent than for anybody else. And he says it's impossible. It can't be. Says okay. That's what he says. The Dovah Merivava Take a look. You see the double rubber on the shach? Ulechora mucha chepirish abach. The Meshlimel Kavachomer. Rabbo say, watch this Kavachomer that the double rubber, the Haley another Yudah says. Uma sudas mereus shechayim lepora. She also be avivimo toch yud beis chodesh. Mutter bishakrovim toch lamid. Zeh shemuter biyavivimo toch yud beis chodesh. Ain odin shemuter bishakrovim toch lamid. Kal vachomer like the Bach. Kal vachomer like the Bach. What's shot in the shach? But I have a kasha in the Dogon Rebbe. It's a steer in the Rosh himself. The Rosh quotes the Rif. And the Rosh says, in Simen Memches, the same words as the Shach said over here, with respect to Avelus, there's no difference with the Shloshim between a father and a mother and anybody else. No difference. That's exactly what the Shach said. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a steer in the Rosh according to this. Because if the Rosh quotes the Rif and the Kavachoma forced him to like the Bach, whereas the Rosh in Simen Memches says that with respect to within Shloshim, there's no difference. Try to find those words here in the Rosh Simen Memches. Finding things, but it's here, presumably here. Simen Memches, no difference between within Shloshim between a father and a mother and anybody else, which is also logical. Aside from that, it's presumably here in the Rosh. Sorry, I can't find it right now. We'll find it later. When you find. Oh, the last line. To the Indian Avelis Toch Shloshim Ein Chilik Ben Abba Vimel Shara Mesi. Okay, last line of Simen Memches. Last line.
Is it coming to be Mahmer or Mikkel then?
Good question. Hode Sharvina Bavelis Shara Mesi, whatever he's talking about, who Adin Nami Bavelis Abba Vimel, he's coming to be Mikkel. Is that good or bad?
That's
a question. It's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. This question is a good question. The truth is, the whole heter to pay back. You can't pay back the Yisurim. What's going on? You can't. You have to pay. Since when does Emily Post change the halach? Etiquette requires me to pay back. It's too bad, Emily. The rabbi said I can't do it. What's going on? I'll give you my pshat. What I do on my own is a source of great joy. What I do because I'm sort of forced to do it, not the same level. That's the pshat. If parnus is mutter, it's a requirement. I have to do it. I may enjoy it, I'm not denying this enjoyment, but the fact that I'm required to do it, even though I'm happy in real life, it's not considered al-pidin to be a ma'isa of simcha. I feel myself a mukhuk. I have no choice. Right? You have to do it. I have no choice but to do it. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, the pshat is as follows. It's not the pshat that it's also to do, but my interpersonal obligation allows me to violate the yisur. Wrong. The interpersonal responsibility and obligation is hutra, not tchuyah. There's no yisur in the first place. Since the interpersonal obligation exists, not the same level of simcha, and that's why it's mutra. That's the case. I make the following observation, Rabosai. With all my interpersonals, people will very well understand that there's a special, special level of kibud ava'ein in the context of avelus. Honoring and respecting the memory of a parent is sacrosanct. I think even in non-Jewish circles, even to this day, even in the crazy world we live in 2017, there's still a concept of the Ten Commandments to honor a father and mother. Am I right or wrong? Since the millennials here. Millennials also hold from Kibbutz Avein. Not so much, but a little bit. So something there. Vestige? Something. Okay. We have to change it these days, but in Jewish circles, I hope it's still there somewhat. And they have a pshaz as follows. The distinction between father and mother of the Krovim is not because Avela's father and mother is more chomer. No. We saw in the Rosh. No distinction. No chiluk. The pshaz is, in the father and mother, I'm not required mehilchus derech eretz to pay up a chov to my friend. Because my obligation to my father and mother takes precedence. My obligation to pay up my debt to my father and mother. What's a bigger debt? A guy invited me to a party last month. I owe him. My father and mother gave birth to me, brought me up for so many years and took care of me. Who has a bigger debt? I have a bigger debt to my father and mother. That's a bigger debt to my father and mother. There's no heter of priyas chov by avelas avav v'imo. There is no chov. Your chov to your father is greater. Mimele, you cannot pay up the chov. Simchas Mereis, Yud Beis Chodesh. I have no chiv, it's a Simcha Gemura. Oh, that being the case, we can knock out the kavachom of the Dodo Merivava. He's working with an assumption that the Avelis of Ovid V'Imo within 30 days is Mochama than Shakrov. No, not Mochama at all, not true. And the Rift didn't say it's Mochama, it's just a matter of the interpersonal obligation, which knocks out the Puranusa. If that's the case, we can say like the Shach. Avelis of Avimel after Shloshim is more Kal than Avelis Shachrovim Toch Shloshim. So we said on our own. And therefore, we can be Doch on Avelis Yubis Chodesh Sudas Mitzvah, not Avelis Shachrovim Toch Lamed, Rabosai. I think that's a good answer. I hope. I think so. Okay, Rabosai. What's the Raya in the Rush from Sukkah Chafed? Simon Beis. The Ramban says, also the Kanas Sham Klal, the Leola, because Simcha Bechupa, I feel the Shalom B'Shas Achila, can the Mucha Bepek Shein the Sukkah. Can we open the Sukkah? Next year we'll learn the Sukkah. As a matter of fact, when one comes to you next year, they ask me to start, well, one of the options is always not Chafei. Because the Pshad is, Sukkah is the beginning of the year, and most of the Lemaisa Dikha Pati Shiva Sukkah, I found it in Daf Chafei. That Bay is building a Sukkah. Okay, yeah, it's important to build a Sukkah, but the bottom, the quick nitty gritty, you know, for us to go to sit in Kashmir Sukkahs, so I plan to start off Chafei. So this is Mamash should be the first week, I guess. Chafei and Beis, turn the page. Let's take a look at Sukkah Chafei and Beis, get a head start. This will hold it by the end. Tomorrow, maybe we can start Shia a little early, 1 o'clock, just to get a little, we're running short of time. A lot of things we haven't done yet. Okay, so we'll start at 1. It's still Thursday. Okay, Sukkah. See the Gemara. The Rosh quotes the Gemara. He doesn't quote it. Just as Gemuchach Perek Sheni, the Sukkah. The Korban Asano quotes the Gemara. I just wanted to see it first inside. What does it say over here? Chosen and Shushvinin, a Pturim and a Sukkah Shiv. Why? The Bar the Michti. You have to be happy. Simchas Chosen. Always give this part of the Mitzvah. Fretima. Velechlu Besukkah. Velechtu Besukkah. Go to the Sukkah and be happy there. No. Ein Simcha Lebechub. Okay. So you see what? There's a Simcha's Chuppah. V'lechlo b'sukkah v'lechte b'chuppah. Eat in the Sukkah and be happy in the Chuppah. No. Ein Simcha Lebechub Sudu. Lev the Chuppah b'sukkah. No, you can't do it for technical reasons. So what's the right? Says the Korban, the Sanel, oh, it's tough. Look inside. Parach v'lech lebesukah v'lech lebechupa. Shma mina, the yesh simcha bechupa, afilu shalom b'shas achila. The rise from here. V'lech lebesukah v'lech lebechupa. How can there be simcha in the chupa? There's no eating there. Can't eat outside the sukkah and sukkah. Doesn't matter. You see, the klar is a concept of happiness even without eating. Okay, the Ramban's lashon is mashma the simcha the chosen bar me achila sud the sudei. Now, it's true the Rabban proves there's an Indian of Simcha over and above eating and drinking. The Rabban proves it. But one can argue you can only get to that level of Simcha after you ate and drank. You eat and drink a ganze Suden Sukkah with Chosn Kala. Whoa, it's Freilich. Then you want to go dance. Right? There's no room to dance in the Sukkah. So you dance in the Chuppah. Doesn't say if a person comes and eats nothing, he's also fit in the category of Simcha. So the Kabbalah Sanah is bothered by it a little bit. He says, "V'hadim mishani ain Simcha ella b'mokom suda." What did Mara say? Did Mara say those words? What did Mara say? Ain Simcha ella b'mokom suda, right? V'lokom mishani. Ein simcha ala b'shasuda. Hayna the afla teyutzo. Yesh simcha afilu shalo b'shas achila. Mokum suda. Mokum suda. Even if it's not the time for the actual suda. So therefore, the Ramban seems to be saying that the Rosh quotes it. You can't walk in at all. So says the Korban Asana. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai. If that's the case, what's pshat? What's pshat? The Ramban asks us only to go to a mokum suda. That's it. The Ramban didn't say you can't go to a nisuin ceremony. You can't go to a mokum suda at any time. Now, the Rosh quotes the Ramban. Then he says, "V'cheinog and v'ashkenaz v'tochid beis chodesh, omer chutz the bais v'shma brachos." The nichol the bais klal. What brachos? Where brachos? Who? Which brachos? Which brachos? I'm asking a question. Which brachos? How many brachos? Give me a number of questions. Guess a number.
Eight.
7. That's a question. What are we talking, the brachas under the chuppah, we call, or the brachas at the meal? So the oil of lunch pshat under the chuppah. But that's not brachas from the Ramban. Because if they have, again, if the chuppah is in one place and the meal is in another place, so you only from Malkum Suda, you can't go in, the Ramban said. But to go into here is ceremony. Why not? Why not? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Siv Gim. Shin Tzaliyalav Siv Gim. Likones l'chupo shalom b'shas achila l'shmoa ha-brochus yesh matirin v'yesh oshin l'oi b'chutz l'beis l'bayis l'shmoa ha-brochus. Again, when you say chupo, sounds like it means what? The wedding ceremony, right? The Ramah says, Ava lo ikones l'bayis klal b'shosh sh'omotim sham b'mizmot te'chosim v'kalam v'cheno b'ashkenaz. What does it mean, Mizmot Dechos of the Kala? What do the words mean?
Shtick.
Shtick. Very good. How does the world understand it to mean? The band, right? The loud band. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that's what the Oilim usually are translated that way. You are correct. We'll show it tomorrow. I'll get to today. You are absolutely correct. But that's how they, if you ask people what it means, that's what they're going to say. According to what we said before, the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai, the first day in the Shulchan Aruch is the Ramban. Why? He only asked it to go b'shas achila. Who are the Osrim? The Rosh. The Rosh did even b'shas achupa. And the Ramah says, even according to the Ramban, you can't go in while they are eating and dancing and shtick and music and chule. The Mekilim and the Ramban that we saw, that you can go into the Suda as long as you don't eat. That's what Ramban said. That didn't make the cut. That's not found anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. We need a lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban is important to read it. Kuf Sadi Zayin. I didn't read it to you until now, and it's no time to start opening the Ramban right now. I'll read the words verbatim. Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Ramban says, V'nogu Mikzas HaChachomim. This is a... not to stump people. Mikzas HaChachomim. The people who are wise men. L'chokel L'ikones B'knisas Beis HaMishnah L'hosef Shom B'sha'a Simcha B'sha'a Suda. They might be sitting there for the whole wedding. V'em Omrim Shlo Oswa L'lechol Imo HaMishnah Aba Knis L'van Muteris Shen Simcha B'lo Achilu Shnia. That sheet there Rabbi Osai never made the cut. That's not here anyway. That's the Pashup Shah. That sheet is, didn't make the cut. Okay. That's what it sounds like. And the Rambam goes further. And the Rambam says, V'chol of the Bayat Shosim HaChasana Shochum V'shosim V'smechem Shom Aba B'chup V'shosim V'beis HaKnesses Shemivarach V'shemirchus Eresin and Nisuin Ein Shem Simcha Klal Mutam Yadach HaShiva. You can go to a wedding ceremony in shul. Even the Rosh who asked at the base of Simcha Vasuda, even Shalobash has a Suda Simcha to hear the brachas. That's if the brachas are in the same place where the Suda is. If it's in a different place in shul, then it's okay. Some asur it. Yesh Osrim at Shloshim. Some say it's asur. No, we don't pask in that way. And then the question is going to be, what about today? Where it's all one big room, one big hall, but in two different rooms. You know, in some, if you go to Teres Avraham, those places, it's all one room. They have the clear with it. If you go to, not at Teres, but Teres of the Park, just to give a marshal, they're two, you take away a letter, but it's more. Right? It's Teres, not at Teres. There's a separate room for the chuppah room, and then there's a war room for them, different. Opposite sides of the hallway. Maybe that's the ladder up there. It's different. It's different. Oh. So now, we had mentioned something in the Hagos Ashri, Rabbi Osai, about Shamoshin. Let's take a look at the Tosfos. We have to end with this. We'll have to finish this today, but on the hard schedule. So let's just finish one more thing, and then we'll stop. And then tomorrow, 1 o'clock, you'll email the Chevron. Stop the Siyata Lishmai. Toast over here on Chav Beis Amid Beis. The end. Right? Ulehara. I'm not sure what the Ra. Reish Aleph. He's not sure. The Gampirish. The Osel Lechol Afilu Ima Mishamshin. Kenny with the waiters. Ben Lechalev Ben Sudas and Mishamshin the Sudas at the Sudatsma. You can't eat there at all. Then he says, "Upasak the knisa v'lo achila shari." Then simcha achila shniya. That's the day of the Ramban, right? Pashra. This mitzvah chachamim is the Ra Reish Aleph. Okay. Does anybody disagree? Please turn to the Mordechai. Tof sadi alf. Tof sadi alf. My edition is the very bottom of the first column of page Ches. Rabbeinu Tuvia, Hayomachmer al Avos Shalecha b'chupa b'toch lamed ki im ha-mishamshim. He's mad with the mishamshim. Okay, what's Shulchan Aruch say about all this? What's Shulchan Aruch say? Let's read the Rukun Rama. Again, יש מקומות שמחמירים לי עושה אבל עומד כל יוד בעז חודש חוץ ובעז הכנסס לשמוע הברוכס. That's the Mariel. ובקומות נראה את האובי יוכל לברוך ברוך הסרס ונניסו מתחס לחומש בעז הכנסס. To say a brocha that you can just go in that you can do. Why? We'll have to see maybe tomorrow. וכן יוכל להכנס חוסם כדרך ארצנו ששני אנושים מכניסים לחוסם תחס לחופה. Utafiris, Shvinin. Yochalulbosh Shas Bid Shabbos, Shoshamach Nisin, Ubavashi Acha Shlosh. I don't say after Shlosh became a Bid Shabbos, it's only had that for a wedding, could they work? Yesh matir, chenor, yesh matirim, the oval lechel besudas tesuim, or besmil imar meshamshim. Uvilvad, shiyah b'mokam simcha kolom b'bayis achir. Different house, different room at least. V'yesh osrim. V'chein noagim. Rak she'ovel, meshamish sham im yirtzeh. The Ocham based on the Masha Shochan Lom and Asuda. Stop right here. So what is this over here? He says to eat with the Meshamshim, that's a machlokes. But if he's Meshamisham, there is some kind of a leniency. I have a question. The Ramah said earlier, we don't even go in at all, even without eating. So if we don't even go without eating, why quote the machlekes about the sudas ha-meshamshim? The Mekilim and the Ramban who say as long as you don't eat you're okay, or they say but eating with the meshamshim, but that's not even found in the Shulchan Aruch. And before he said b'chein noagin not to go in at all, and here he says b'chein noagin what not to eat the meshamshim. The Pashta says that's kavachov when he said earlier, it's superfluous. So the Pashup Shad is that he's asked him to eat with the Meshamshim, even if you never go into the wedding hall. They have their own private room. Oh, now that answers all the kashas. Nothing to do with it. In other words, we're saying that to go into the hall itself, whether everyone's eating and drinking and making frail of mizmutim, that you can't do. But the Meshamshim have their own place. Their own place. That maybe you can go in, maybe you can eat. Those are the two days which he quotes. Fine. Rabosai, where does this idea come from of Rak Meshamish Tzas? Where does that come from? Shamish, where does that come from? What's the source for that? So, we're out of time. Bishop, tomorrow we'll pick up from here. We'll try to finish the Sugya of Simcha. And maybe if there's time, we'll try to tackle a few other things because time is short and there's still quite a few halachas to discuss now in the end of the week. Okay? So tomorrow 1 o'clock, Saturday Shabbat. Good.